We're thankful for your kindness to us and for the truth of God.
主啊，我们感谢您给我们的恩典，感谢您给我们您的话语。
And we just pray that as we continue to study this theme of the spiritual gifts, that you will teach us and encourage us and enable us to use our spiritual gifts for your glory.
主啊，在我们继续学习属灵的恩赐这个主题的时候，求您能够帮助我们，带领我们，也使我们能够使用这样的恩赐来做您的工。
So Lord, we're looking to you to both teach us and to enable us to use these gifts.
主啊，所以我们盼望您不只是教导我们，也能够使我们有能力去使用您所赐给我们的恩赐。
We thank you, Lord, for each one who is here. We thank you for those who would be coming. We just pray blessing upon us all.
主啊，我们感谢现在在座的每一位，也感谢那些马上要进来的人们。我们感谢您。
And we pray for Jonathan and for Eric and for David himself, Lord, each with a little bit of sickness. We pray that you will encourage them and cure them.
主啊，我们也为 Jonathan 弟兄、为 Eric 弟兄、也为 David 弟兄他自己祈求，求您能够医治他们的疾病，让他们能够回到健康之中。
We pray especially for David and his assembly who will be involved in this community outreach in the days that lie ahead.
那特别的也为 David 弟兄和他的教会祈求，在他们现在有这样的机会可以把福音传出去的时候，求您祝福他们。
Bless them, we pray, encourage them, and Lord, in the many conversations that they will be involved in, we pray that their words will be encouraging and convicting, that their literature will be convicting.
主啊，求您祝福他们，求您鼓励他们，在他们所要面对的各样谈话之中，求您赐给他们话语，让他们的话语能够有能力，能够鼓励人，也能够使人信服。
Lord, we pray that some might get saved, and we pray that others might be encouraged to walk in your ways.
主啊，我们求您能够使一些人得救，也使另一些人能够被您所鼓励，能够继续走您的路。
And so, with all of these prayer requests and with thankful hearts, we turn now together to look to you for the blessing from the Word of God.
主啊，带着这样的祷告，带着这样感谢的心，我们来到您的面前，求您祝福我们今天的时间。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Harold, for that introduction, and it is good to be with you tonight to speak again about spiritual gifts.
那很高兴今天也和大家在一起啊，能够继续来学习属灵的恩赐。
I want to thank my translator over these weeks. He's done a wonderful, wonderful job, and I thank the Lord for him.
Amen.
他也谢谢这些翻译的弟兄啊，然后能够帮助他来完成这个讲道。
Well, as Harold said, I'm from Florida, and we've had this wonderful white stuff that you're familiar with, that we don't see too often here in Florida.
那刚才介绍到 David 弟兄是从佛罗里达来的，他那里有一个白色的东西，那个虽然他那里并不常见，但我们都很熟悉的。
A lot of people never saw it before in their lives.
那有的人在他们的生命中一生都没有见过。
And instead of making a snowman, a lot of them were making snow flamingos.
那有的就是我们在那里不做雪人啊，我们是做这个雪做的火烈鸟。
And so we're familiar with flamingos, so we make snow flamingos here, at least for a few days.
那因为火烈鸟是他们那边的就是动物啊，所以就是他们下雪的时候会一起做这个雪做的火烈鸟。
So we have been looking at spiritual gifts, and tonight we want to look at the gift of the teacher.
所以我们之前看了很多的属灵恩赐啊，今天我们的主题是就教师。
There are 19 different spiritual gifts, and there are some very important spiritual gifts.
那我们一共有19个不同的属灵恩赐，那其中有一些是特别重要的。
I want to say each spiritual gift is very important.
那我得说每一个属灵恩赐都是很重要的。
Because the Lord is giving this to us. Each person receives at least one spiritual gift, And the Lord has given each one of us. And if he gives us a gift, of course, it is important for us to use it.
那神这些恩赐是神赐给我们的，那对于每个人来说，他至少都有一个属灵恩赐。那如果这是神赐给我们的，当然对于我们来说，我们要去使用它，这是很重要的。
So we're not going to look at in this study look at every spiritual gift, but we're trying to touch on some of the important ones.
那我们不会去看每一个不同的属灵恩赐，但是我们会去看这些特别重要的。
So we looked last week, I think it was last week, at the evangelist.
那我们上周谈到了传福音的。
And before that, we looked at the gift of the prophet.
那在那之前我们谈到了就是说预言的。
And then before that, an introduction, and tonight, the Bible teacher.
那在之前就是介绍了，所以今天我们是圣经教师。
Now, next week, we want to look at the gift of the shepherd.
那下周呢，我们会来看牧师的恩赐。
And then we want to look at two gifts that are that often have a lot of questions about them, the gift of tongues and the gift of healing.
那再下一次呢，我们会看两个经常遇到争议的恩赐，一个是说方言的恩赐，一个是医治的恩赐。
And we may touch on some others. I'd like to ask you, if you have a particular gift, a particular questions about spiritual gifts, please pass them on to me. Pass them on to Harold, and we want to touch on those that are important to you.
那我们还会去看一些其他的属灵的恩赐啊。但是各位如果个人上特别的有问题关于属灵恩赐的，请把他们就是给到我们或者给到Harold弟兄，这样我们可以在我们的会议中去谈论这个您的问题。Now
I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11.
那我们邀请大家翻开圣经啊，翻到以弗所书的4章4节。
Allow me to read verse 11, and Daniel can then translate.
4章11节，不好意思。
So it says that, and he gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be shepherds, and some to be teachers.
以弗所书的4章11节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so the body of Christ may be built up.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
These gifts are important to go out into the world. The evangelist goes out into the world to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
那这些恩赐啊，尤其传福音的，它很重要，就是要它传开到世界，把耶稣的信息告诉给世人。
And then many of these other gifts are to build up the body of Christ.
那其他的这些恩赐呢，主要是为了建立基督的身体。
Now notice there's two ways in which these spiritual gifts build up the body of Christ.
那我们可以看到有两个方式，这些恩赐是如何建立基督的身体的，有两个方式。These
gifts of apostle and prophet and shepherd and teacher, these gifts build up the body of Christ by their use to the believers in the local church.
那使徒、先知、牧师和教师这些恩赐怎样建立基督的身体呢？是通过使用他们，对着信徒使用他们。The
evangelist preaches the gospel within the gathering of the believers.
那传福音呢，也会在就是基督徒的聚会中传福音，讲福音。And
so many have gotten saved within the walls of a building where the local church gathers by hearing an evangelist preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这样的场合中呢，这传福音的传教士他传讲福音，就有很多人可以信主得救。And
we need more of this.
Amen.
那我们需要更多这样的人。In
my generation, in my earlier life, I remember evangelists coming and having meetings every day in the evenings, every evening, for 2 weeks at a time.
那在 David 年纪小的时候呢，他记得他们家里来过一个传道人啊，每天晚上都去他们家，来了两周。
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every evening, the evangelist, and sometimes more than one evangelist, would preach the gospel.
那每一周每一天，都会有一个或者甚至更多的传道人来传讲福音。
Sometimes people who are unsaved just walk into the building, invited, walking in to hear the gospel preached.
这个是在教会啊，所以有的时候呢，有外面路过的人呢，他就不会被邀请到教会里来听福音。
And the same thing is true about the teacher. The teacher teaches the believers who are within the local assembly.
那对于教师来说也很像，他会教导这些在地方教会聚会的基督徒。
Teaching through books of the Bible.
教导他们神的圣经啊。
Teaching sometimes in a home study.
那有的时候会在一个家庭聚会里教。
Teaching some of the great doctrines of the Bible.
那去教导这些就是圣经中这些教义的问题。
Teaching about prophecy, about the Lord's return.
刚才是教导家庭的一些就是方面的，然后现在是教导一些关于预言的部分。
And the shepherd, he has his own work within the local assembly.
那对于牧师来说呢，他在他的就是本地教会呢，也有他的工作要做。
But notice they have another role within the local church.
但我们要注意还有一个其他的身份，其他的职位在当地教会。
Notice the beginning of verse 12 of chapter 4 of Ephesians.
我们看一下12节，以弗所书4章12节刚开始的部分。
He says, God gave some to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and shepherds to prepare or to train or to equip believers to do the work of the ministry.
他说为要成全圣徒各尽其职啊，成全也可以翻译成训练，翻译成装备。
See, these men with these gifts, they have a role of training other believers to use their similar gifts in the work of the ministry.
所以这些有这些恩赐的人呢，他们在教会里还有一个职责，就是教导那些与他们有同样恩赐的人，让他们可以使用他们的恩赐。
One of the roles of the evangelist is to come in and to teach about evangelism.
那有一个对于传福音的来说，他有一个职责，就是要教导这些人如何去传福音。
We have a brother in our local church, local assembly, who is an excellent evangelist.
那在 David 弟兄他当地的教会呢，有一个弟兄，他是一个非常好的传道人。
He is going to teach us. He's going to take a number of sessions to teach us practically about how to share the gospel with friends and neighbors in a Bible study setting.
那他马上就要开始一个系列啊，就是教大家如何实际的教导自己的朋友，教导自己的家人，怎么样向他们传福音。
He is going to equip others to do works of ministry.
他要教导，他要装备其他人，让他们也可以做他就是神给他们的工。
The teacher teaches, but he also prepares others, equips others to teach.
那一个教师呢，他教导圣经，他也同样教导其他的有教师恩赐的人，他们该如何教导。
So tonight we want to think about the gift of the Bible teacher.
所以今天晚上我们来想一下圣经教师这个恩赐。
Now, I ask the question, how important is a Bible teacher?
那我要问大家一个问题，你觉得一个圣经教师他有多重要呢？
I think sometimes it may be the neglected, one of the neglected gifts in the local church.
那我认为有的时候呢，它是一个在当地教会被忽视的恩赐。
We know of some of the great evangelists.
我们认识很多就是伟大的传福音的传教士啊。
Sometimes they get a lot of fame and notoriety.
那很多时候他们得到了很高的名声啊。
But the Bible teacher who labors in just teaching the word of God is not a glamorous gift within the local church.
那如果一个只是教导圣经的圣经教师呢，他在当地教会可能不是一个非常吃香、非常有名的一个职位。
I heard a very gifted Bible teacher say one time, if he was able to select his gift, he would have rather chosen the gift of an evangelist.
那他听过一个就是很有恩赐的圣经教师的一番话啊，他说如果他可以选择他的恩赐的话，他应该会选择去传福音的，不是当教师。
But I want to suggest that the gift of a Bible teacher is very, very important within the local church.
Amen.
但我想要说呢，在当地教会来说呢，一个圣经教师是非常非常重要的。
It says that we grow by the sincere milk of the word.
那圣经告诉我们要要渴慕神纯净的良奶啊，灵奶啊。
The more the word of God is presented and taught and explained unfolded so we understand it, the more believers grow in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是在神的灵奶里成长的，所以越来越多神的话被解开，被解释出来，我们就越来越多的成长。
We need more gifted Bible teachers.
我们需要更多有恩赐的圣经教师。
And I know in your local church, 16th Avenue, there are a number of very, very gifted Bible teachers.
那我们知道在十六届教会有很多非常有恩赐的教师们。
So we want to ask the question, what qualities make up a good Bible teacher? How do we know that someone has the gift of teaching?
那所以呢，接下来我们要看啊，就是什么样的成分能够使一个人，就是能够判断一个人是有这样就是解释圣经、做圣经教师的恩赐的。
Now I want us to notice something. There are four lists of gifts given in the New Testament.
那我们要注意啊，就是在新约里呢，神给了我们四个属灵恩赐的清单。
In Ephesians we just read, there's the gift of the teacher.
那以弗所书刚才我们刚刚读到是有教师的恩赐。
That's one of the first lists. In 1 Peter chapter 4, the second list, it says, if any man speak, let him speak as if he was speaking the very words of God.
那在彼得前书四章的十一节说，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。
In every list we have of these four lists, teaching has a very important part.
那在这四个清单里呢，就是教导或者是教师都有一个非常重要的责任。
In 1 Corinthians 12, it says God set in the church first apostles, second prophets, and then teachers.
那在哥林多前书的十二章的二十八节啊，讲到，讲到，对，第一是使徒，第二，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师。
And then in Romans it says, he that teaches, devote himself to teaching.
那在罗马书十二章七节啊，圣经讲到。
So we begin to see how important the gift of teaching is, because it's listed in every list of spiritual gifts in the New Testament.
那罗马书讲到，或做教导的就当专一教导，所以我们可以看到在这四段啊，每一个那个就是清单里面都有教导的恩赐在里面。
I've read this book called The 19 Gifts of the Spirit.
那他最近读到了这本书啊，他读到这本书叫做《十九个属灵的恩赐》。
Just want to look at it, the quotation, just for a minute.
那我们来看一下这段他写的啊。
He says, if we grow by desiring the sincere milk of the word, then it would follow the teacher of the word is a major spiritual gift.
那如果我们借着神的灵奶啊来成长的话呢，我们就知道就是有我们就会知道神的教导神的话语这样的恩赐呢是一个非常重要的主要的属灵恩赐。
Some have the gift of teaching in a large audience.
那有人的恩赐呢，是去教导一个很大的人群。
Some have the ability to teach in a smaller home Bible study.
有人的恩赐呢，是来教导一个小的家庭的聚会。
Some are very gifted at teaching children.
有的人在教导孩子上非常有恩赐。
Some can teach to a large audience, but are very bad, not very good, at teaching children.
那有一个可以教导很大人群，在很大的就是人群面前讲道的人，他可能并不怎么擅长教导孩子。
Some teach women in a small group setting.
那也有的人擅长教导姊妹们在一个小的聚会之中。
So do not despise the major gift of teaching.
所以不要小看啊这个主要的这样一个主要的恩赐就是教导的恩赐。
So we want to look at some characteristics of what make up a Bible teacher.
我们来看一下一个圣经教师他的特点是怎样，什么样的特点能够组成成为一个圣经教师呢？
As in any gift, the gift has to be developed.
那就像所有的就是恩赐一样，这些恩赐必须要被发展，得到成长。
There may be someone who's listening to this message, and they may sense, yes, I have the gift of a Bible teacher.
那我觉得如果有人在听现在这篇讲道呢，有人会认为啊，他也有这教师的恩赐。
But remember, like every gift, it must be developed.
但是要记住，就像其他恩赐一样，恩赐是必须要得到成长，得到发展。
So these are some characteristics. Number one, preparation.
那这些是这些特点，第一个就是准备。
A willingness to prepare and study and dig into the Word of God to be able to teach others.
就是你愿意，你想要去准备，去挖掘神的话语，然后呢，准备好自己去教导别人。
A certain enthusiasm, a passion for God's word, and a love to see other people learn from the word of God.
第二就是热情，就是你对神的话非常有热情，也特别的爱他人，愿意他们也能够得到神的话。
Another characteristic is humility.
那第三是谦卑。
A good Bible teacher will be very humble as he learns more and more about the Word of God, and he sees the greatness of God and the wonders of God's Word. He's humbled by it.
那一个好的圣经教师，他随着学习神的话语，越来越多的认识神的话语，他一定是越来越谦卑的。当他看见神的大能、神的伟大之后，他就伏在神的话下。
I think he's humbled also by the understanding it's a privilege to teach others the word of God.
那我相信他谦卑还有一个原因，就是呢，他认识到能够去教导其他人呢是一个特权。
He understands the word of God is without error.
那他知道这个神的话语呢是没有边界的。
The word of God is inspired by God himself.
是神借着他的灵启示在人的心里的。
The word of God is God's mind and will and words to a lost humanity and to believers.
那神的话是神的心啊，神的想法对着这些失丧的人，也对着这些圣徒们来的。
The word of God contains the life, the sin-saving and life-transforming message of the Bible.
那神的话呢，是包含着生命，包含着拯救，包含着能够改变生命的力量。
A Bible teacher will be involved in continuous learning.
那一个圣经教师呢，他必须要持续的去学习。
He desires to continue to learn more and more from the Word of God.
他想要越来越多的得到神的话语，越来越多的学习神的话语。
He understands that he can never, there's no end of learning more and more about the Word of God.
他知道他神的话语是永远不会学尽的。
A Bible teacher can be teaching the Word of God for 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years, and he still is learning new truths that he passes on to others from the Word of God.
那一个好的圣经教师呢，他可能学习神的话已经20年、30年、40年，但他每一次还是能够从神的话中得到新的东西。
There's communication skills.
第二就是交流的技巧。
The ability to research and to dig in and to study, maybe to write and to teach effectively.
那就是如何去调查、去学习、去挖掘神的话语，以及如何去把它写下来，或者是去教导他人。
And then there's a dedication. There's a giving himself to the Word of God that he can pass on truths of the Word of God to people that he teaches.
第二就是献身啊，他愿意把自己献身给去教导其他人神的话语。
This is an excellent little book on spiritual gifts. I think it may be one of the best.
那这是另一本那个介绍属灵恩赐的书啊，我认为它应该是最好的一本之一啊。
It's called Dynamics of Spiritual Gifts, and he gives three characteristics of a Bible teacher.
那这本书给了我们三个关于圣经教师的特点或者性格特点。
A keen interest and desire and hunger to study the Word of God.
就是他对学习神的话语是有兴趣有热情的。
Sometimes an interest in the Greek language, the underlying language of the New Testament.
那有的时候甚至是对于他原来的语圣经原来的语言就是希腊文对于新约来说希腊文有兴趣。
To study theology and geography and history of the Bible to better understand books of the Bible to teach them.
或者是去学习神学学习这些圣经的地理学习新旧约的历史为了让他能够更多的理解神的话。
To be a teacher, you need to know the doctrines of the Bible and sometimes the languages of the Bible and the history of the Bible to really teach it.
作为一个圣经教师，有的时候呢，你要理解神的教义，要理解这些原来的原文的这个语言，要理解当时的这些历史背景，才能够更好的明白神的话，更好的教导神的话。
And then you seek to learn how to communicate the Word of God better and better.As you grow in your spiritual gift.
然后你不停地寻求如何更好地把神的话讲出来，在你就是传讲神的话的过程中。
Some people love to study the Word of God, but they're not gifted at communicating the Word of God.
那有的人呢很喜欢学习神，但是他并没有这样交流去把它传讲出来的恩赐。
We've all had teachers in school who were very knowledgeable in their area of study, math or history, but they were unable to communicate.
那我们都知道就是在我们认识的老师里面啊，有一些他们会在他们的领域非常的有知识啊，但是呢，他们并不擅长把他这些知识表达出来。
A good Bible teacher will communicate principles of the Word of God.
一个好的教师呢，会能够把神的这些原则去表达出来。
Now I want to look with you at a number of passages, and I want to invite you to turn to Acts chapter 17. Look at a couple of passages of Paul teaching the Word of God.
那我们来看一下《使徒行传》的十七章啊，这里呢是保罗在传讲神的道。我们来看看这个例子。
So I invite you to turn to Acts chapter 17.
我们翻到《使徒行传》的十七章。
So, Paul goes into Greece and he goes to the city of Athens.
那他这个保罗这个时候进到了雅典城里，然后在亚略巴谷这里。
And in the very beginning, he is preaching to the people in the marketplace.
最开始他是在就是。就是市场上和人讲话。
And we read about that in verse 16.
这个是我们从16节开始读到的。
He says, when he was there, it says in verse 16, while he was waiting in Athens, he was distressed to see so many idols.
那16节说，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
So in verse 17, it says he went into the synagogue of the Jews, but then he went into the marketplace where all the people began to gather.
那十七节告诉我们他去到了会堂里，然后呢，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
And as he began to speak to them, the people said, we want to bring you to Mars Hill, where the scholars and the philosophers were gathering.
那所以呢，在辩论的过程中呢，他们就说了，我要把你们带到亚略巴谷，就是这些擅长辩论的人，这些学者所在的地方。
We want you to teach them. We want you to bring your message to them.
那我们希望把你的这个信息能够带到他们那里去。
So this is part of the mark of a good Bible teacher.
那这是一部分一个好的圣经教师的迹象啊。
He's teaching in the marketplace, and they are so gripped by this message, they're learning from the message. They say, "We want you to teach it in another place."
那他在市场上传道啊，然后呢，别人听见了他的话语呢，这些人就被这样的话语抓住了，他就觉得，我们要把你的话语传得给别人，让他们也听见你的话。
Sometimes a good Bible teacher will teach in one place, and they'll say, "Come to a school, or come to a place of business, or come to a university, and teach the Word of God."
那有的时候呢，一个好的教师呢，在一个地方讲道，然后就会有人邀请他说：“你来我们学校，你来我们这个公司，你来我们这个大学来讲你的道。”
A Bible teacher or evangelist will have many opportunities to teach the Word of God.
一个就是教师或者一个传道人，他们会有很多的机会来讲神的话。
Now, as he's invited to Mars Hill, on this slide here, I have the outline.Basic outline of what he taught them.
那当他到了亚略巴谷这个地方的时候呢，我们就是屏幕上有一个大概他给他们讲了什么的一个轮廓。
And I think we can learn a lot from what he taught in chapter 17 as we think about the Bible teacher.
那我相信啊，在十七节保罗所讲的这篇道呢，可以让我们更好的学习怎样才是一个圣经教师。
I think the Apostle Paul.Had a little bit of a sense of humor.
那我认为呢，就是使徒保罗呢是一个很有幽默感的人。
He says as he comes to Mars Hill, he says, "I see that you are a very religious people."
那他第一次来呢就说，众位雅典人呢，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，就是你们是很宗教的。
In verse 22, I see you're very religious. You have so many gods in this city.
他就在说你们是很宗教的，你们在你们的城里有好多神。
As I walked around your city, I even noticed you had an idol to the unknown God.
那他在游行的时候呢，他说我甚至看到了你们有给一个未知之神，你们不知道的神也建立一座坛。
You had many idols everywhere, and you were afraid that you maybe missed out on one of them, and so you have an idol to the unknown God.
你们有太多的偶像了，以至于你们觉得会很害怕，万一漏掉了一个偶像怎么办？所以你们为这个你们不认识的神也建了一座坛，也造了一个像。
And from that opening, he challenges them, and he gives an exhortation to them and says, "That's the God I want to speak to you about."
那在这个开场白里呢，保罗在挑战这些人，然后呢，告诉他们，这个就是我要告诉你的，我的神。
What he's saying in verses 22 and 23, you have so many idols here, but you don't know who the real God is.
所以他在22节到23节就在说呢，你们拜了很多的偶像，但你们甚至不知道真神是哪位。
That's what we have in our country, in North America, many countries of the world. There's idols everywhere.But people don't know who the real God is.
那这个对世界上很多国家都是这样的，他们会有很多不同的偶像，但是他们都不认识真神。
So he begins to teach them about who God is, where he comes from.
所以呢，保罗开始教导他们，关于神的事情。
He says in verse 24 and 25, God does not come from people.
所以24节25节呢，保罗在说神不是从人来的。
People do not make gods.
神没有创造人，不，人没有创造神。
He says in verse 25 to 28, people come from God. God is the creator. He is the one who made heaven and earth. He's the one whom we come from.
但是从25节到28节呢，保罗在说人是从神来的，他是那个创造者，我们是被他造的。
And if we come from God and God has created us, we need to worship the one true God.
那如果我们是从神来的，是神造了我们的话呢，我们就应该敬拜那位真神。
He says in verses 19 through 31, stop worshiping idols, start worshiping the true God.
所以从29节到31节呢，保罗在说不要再拜偶像了，来敬拜真神吧。
Now, look at verse 24 with me, please.
我们来看一下24节。
He says, God who made the world and everything in it, he's the God of heaven and earth, and he does not live in temples made by human hands.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
He goes on and says, he is not served by human hands. He doesn't need anything.
25节继续说，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么。
Because he gives life and breath to every man.
自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
And then notice the next thing he says in verse 27.
那我们注意在27节接下来说的。
He says, God has made us.God has created us. God has given us life and breath.
他说呢，神创造了我们，神把生命气息都赐给我们。
And then he says in verse 27 that we should seek him.
27节，所以要叫他们寻求神，就应当寻求神。
We should reach out to him.
我们应当去寻求他，去接近他。
We should find him.
我们去寻找他。
He says, we have a responsibility to know God and to come to God and to acknowledge our sin before God.
那我们是有责任去寻找他，去更多的认识他，去来到他的面前，去承认，在他面前承认我们的罪。
He says, we need to seek salvation from God because he is our creator.
所以呢，他说我们要在神那里寻求救恩，因为他是我们的创造者。
But notice what he says next.
那注意保罗接下来说的。
Down at verse 31.
在31节。
He begins to bring doctrine in and teaching in. About the Lord Jesus Christ.
他开始把教义和教导加在这里面了。
He says, God has set a day in which he will judge the world.
他在说呢，神设定了一个日子，这个日子他要审判全地。
And we one day will stand before God in judgment.
那有一天呢，我们会在审判之中啊，站在神的面前。
And then he says, there will also be a resurrection. He will raise men from the dead.
但是32节他接着说，但是会有复活，就从死里复活的。在31节后面说会有死里复活。
And he says to these people, he says, God calls men everywhere to repent.
Amen. 所以他说呢，神呼召每一个人来悔改。
So he brings in doctrine, doctrine of repentance, doctrine of resurrection, doctrine of judgment.
三十节后面说，吩咐各处的人都要悔改，所以他把教义，他把悔改的教义加在了这里面。
And then we see what happens near the end of his sermon.
然后我们看一下他这段最后的部分。
Some people said, we don't want to hear you anymore on this subject.
那有的人说呢，我们不想再听你讲这段话了，这个主题了。
They're ready to turn their backs. They're ready to say, no more. We don't want to hear you anymore.
他们已经准备好转身走开，他们已经准备好说我不想再听到任何关于这个的话了。
And sometimes that happens with a teacher. A teacher brings the word of God. Some people turn their backs on the word of God.
那这个对于圣经教师来说有时候会发生。当这个教师把神的话给出去的时候呢，有的人就会说我不要再听这个了，我要离开这样的话。
We have one great responsibility, and that is to teach God's word.
那我们 我们有一个非常重要的责任，就是我们的教导一定要是基于神的话的。
Men are responsible to hear it, to receive it, to believe it, or reject it.
那人可以去选择接受它或者拒绝它。
But all we are responsible to do is to bring faithfully what the Word of God teaches.
但是作为圣经教师，我们的责任就是信实的把神的话、神所教导的讲出来。
We need to study doctrines. We need to study what it says. We need to study what the words mean. And then we are to present it and preach it and teach it.
那我们要去学习教义，我们要去理解它，知道它所说的是什么，然后我们要把它讲出来，写明出来。
A teacher sometimes teaches those who are unsaved.
那一个教师有的时候会去教导那些没有得救的人。
He teaches those who don't want to hear the message that he has.
他教导的人中可能有不想再听到关于这些话语的人。
But God uses what he is teaching, and very often there are people that believe and their lives are changed by the word of God.
但是神会使用他们所教导的。通常呢，有的人听见了，接受了，他就得救了，他的生命就发生了改变。
Now look what happens in verse 34.
我们看34节发生了什么。
Some said, no, we don't want to hear it any longer, but others, it says, they believed.
Amen.
有的人说不想再听这个，但是34节有几个人贴近他信了主。
A few men, these are the most learned men in Athens. These are the philosophers. These are the idolaters, and they...A few of them believe in the message of the Apostle Paul.
那当时的这些人呢，都是就是亚略巴谷这个地方最有学识的人，他们是好非常厉害的哲学家或者是思想家，但有几个人贴近了保罗，信了主。
It says a few of them believe Paul and followed the Apostle Paul.
他说呢，信了他并跟随他呀。
One of them who must have been a leader.In Mars Hill, a man named Dionysius.
有一个人呢，是一个官啊，他叫丢尼修。
A member of the Areopagus, the society of philosophers and idolaters.
他是这个亚略巴谷这个充满了哲学家的地方的一个官啊。
And it says a woman named Damaris.
那还有一个妇人叫做大马里。
And a number of others.
还有其他人。还有别人一同信从。
When you teach the word, it may be that a good number of people come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那当你传讲神的话的时候，也许会有很多人来到你面前相信了耶稣。
I remember hearing someone that you may know very well, Joe Reese, saying the first time that he taught the word of God, he gathered all his friends together and he wanted to teach them.
你给他打电话吧，他什么时候你
And he said 17 people came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ at that occasion.
那就是有一个弟兄大家都很熟悉，是 Joe Reese 弟兄啊，他第一次讲到的时候，他把他的所有朋友都叫在家里，他要教导他们神的话，然后呢最后有17个人得救了。
So let's look at some characteristics. We looked at the outline,But let's look at seven characteristics of this preaching of the Apostle Paul.
那我们来看一下大概的轮廓，这个故事的轮廓。那我们现在来看一下这段经文告诉我们有七个关于圣经教师的不同的特点。
So he spoke in the language and the culture of the people.
第一呢，他们是在用他们的语言，在他们的文化中对他们讲话。
He saw their idolatry.
他看见他们拜偶像的状况。
He went in and spoke to them about their background and their culture and their language and their idolatry. He knew the people and he was able to communicate to them.
他知道他们这一切的背景，他们的语言，他们的文化，他们拜偶像的情况，然后基于这个，他们和他们有交流。
It's important to know the audience you're speaking to.
那知道你的听众是什么样的状况，对于讲员来说是很重要的。
We'll see in a moment, Paul will speak in a different way when his audience is different.
那我们接下来要看另一个故事啊，这个故事当 当保罗对另一群人不同文化背景的人讲话的时候，他说话的方式也不一样。
When Paul speaks to a pagan Greek culture, he speaks in one way.
当他对雅典人、对这个希腊的文化讲话的时候呢，他用一种方式说话。
When he speaks to a Jewish group of people, he speaks in another way.
当他对一群犹太人讲话的时候呢，他用另一种方式说话。
So he understands the language and culture of the people he's speaking to.
所以他总是知道他的听众、他的文化、他的背景。
He asks, he challenges his audience to think about truth.
他去要求他们或者问他的听众或者是挑战他们的听众让他们去思考神的真理。
He says, think about the one true God.
他说你们要去想那位唯一的真神。
Think about how we are created.
想想我们是怎么样被造的。
Think about how we don't come that we don't create gods, but God creates us.
想想不是我们创造了神，是神创造了我们。
So he asked them to think about truth, about judgment, about repentance, about belief.
他要让他们去思考关于真理，关于创造，关于悔改，关于审判。
We have we have a young lady in our local church.
那在David弟兄当地的教会呢，有一个年轻的姊妹。
She goes to a public school, a local school in our city, that was founded by a man who was a Hindu.
那她去一个学校啊，这个学校是被一个印度教的，就是校长建立的。
And about 60% of the people, the students, the high school students, are from a Hindu background, an Indian Hindu background.
那其中有60%的人啊，60%的学生呢，都是从这个印度教背景来的。
So she was telling us how one of her study partners is a Hindu, a very respectful, committed Hindu girl.
那她跟 David 弟兄讲啊，她有一个就是学习的伙伴啊，是一个非常认真的投入的一个印度教的信徒。
So she said she asked her what she believed, what her religion was about.
所以她问她的宗教，她所信的是什么，她的宗教是怎样的。
But then she asked her not just what was it about, but why do you believe it? Is it true?
然后呢，他不只是问他这是什么，还问他你为什么相信？他是真的吗
？She challenged her about not only what she believed, but was it true?
他挑战他，不只是要问他信的是什么，还要问他这是不是真的。
So the Apostle Paul was also respectful but challenging, and he exhorted them.
所以使徒保罗同样很尊重他的听众，但是他同样。在挑战他的听众。
He speaks about the nature of God.
他在讲关于神的本性。
What God is like, and he also speaks about what man is like.
他不但讲神的本性，也讲人的本性。
He teaches the word of God to create hunger for more teaching.
他对于就是神的道的教导，就是激起了人更多想要听神教导的这样的饥饿感。
And then he also makes sure that he includes important doctrine in his message.
他也同样确保他的讲道中包含了那些重要的教义。
When I help others in teaching the word of God, I always tell them include doctrine in your message.
Amen.
那当 David 弟兄去帮助其他的人学习如何教导神的话的时候呢，他总是提醒他们一定要在你的讲道中包含了神的教义。
If you have the responsibility of teaching a portion of the Word of God, always look for doctrine in your passage.
那你在传讲神的话的时候呢，是有责任有责任的，一定要去把神的教义包括在里面，神的核心的真理包括在里面。
Whether it be judgment or repentance or eternal security or the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's always doctrine in the portion of scripture that you're teaching on.
那不管是悔改，是审判，是永恒的确据，是就是来到神的面前相信他，你所讲的那一部分一定都有神的教义，神的真理，核心的真理在里面。
And even though they mocked him, it didn't deter him from preaching his message.
那尽管这些人在嘲笑，在讽刺保罗，但是这个并不能阻止他去讲他的话语。
So let's look at another place, another place where Paul teaches the word of God. And this is over in Acts chapter 13.
那我们翻到使徒行传的13章，我们来看那个使徒保罗教导神的话语的另一个故事。
In Acts chapter 13, Paul goes into the synagogue.
那在使徒行传的13章呢，保罗进到了会堂。
He was in an area called Antioch.
他那个时候在安提阿。
And as he went into the local synagogue, he began to preach the word of God.
然后他进到了当地的会堂，开始讲神的道。
And this begins in chapter 13, verse 13.
这个故事呢，是从《使徒行传》的13章13节开始。
Now, we don't have time to read from 13 all the way to the end of the chapter. That's a long section.
那我们并没有时间啊，把从13节一直就是读到最后啊。
But notice the great difference of how Paul preaches when he goes into the synagogue.
但我们还是可以看一下保罗在堂里讲到的和刚才对希腊人讲到他们是有多大的不同。
Just like in chapter 17, Paul has a long sermon recorded for us in the synagogue.
那从17节开始呢，保罗有一个非常长的讲道记录在圣经里。
Now notice with me verse 15.
我们来看一下15节啊。
He says, after reading the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent a word to them saying, brothers, if you have a message of encouragement, please speak.
十五节，读完了律法和先知的书，管会堂的叫人过去，对他们说：“二位兄台，若有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。”
From verse 17 to the end of his sermon, he speaks about the nation of Israel, and he quotes verse after verse from the Old Testament.
那从十七节一直到这章的结束啊，他就在讲以色列民、以色列这个国度，他不停的引用旧约的圣经。
Verse 17. It says, the God of the people of Israel
第十七节说这以色列民的神
chose mighty power that led them out of the country and they endured contempt.
那用大能的手领他们出来容忍他们啊。
He overthrew seven nations in Canaan and gave them the promised land.
然后灭了迦南地七族的人，然后把应许地给了他们。
He says in verse 21, God gave them judges. God gave them King Saul. God gave them King David.
然后接下来说，神给他们设立士师，然后设立了王扫罗，废了扫罗，又选立了大卫作为他的王。
And he goes through the history of the Old Testament, and then he comes to the New Testament, and he comes to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and begins to preach Christ to them.
所以他过了整个的旧约的圣经给他们啊，然后来到了新约，来到了耶稣基督将要来，从基于这点他开始传讲神的福音。
And so down in verse 38,
我们来到38节。
After he speaks about David, he says this to them, therefore, my brothers, I want you to know through Jesus, the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you.
那所以他之前谈到了大卫，在谈到大卫之后，38节说，所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人就是耶稣传给你们的。
Verse 39, to everyone who believes he is justified from everything and he should believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以39节说，你们靠摩西的律法在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人就都得称义了。
What a very different kind of message than the one in Mars Hill.
这和我们刚才在那个亚略巴谷听到的信息是多么不一样啊。
So, let's look at some of the characteristics of this message.
所以我们借着这段信息看一下 特点。
He goes into a synagogue where Jewish people are gathering together.
他进到了一个犹太人聚会的会堂里去。
And he asks his people, his audience, to hear biblical truth from the Old Testament.
他要求他的听众去听这些圣经中的真理啊，从旧约开始的圣经中的真理。
In Acts 17, he asked the people of Israel to think about the Creator, who created them, where does man come from?
那从一开始呢，他在在那个使徒行传十七章啊，他在呼召人们去思考谁创造了我们，谁是创造者。
Here in this chapter, in verse 27, he says, "Your prophets and the Jewish people," he says, "they killed the Lord Jesus Christ."
但是在使徒行传的十三章的二十七节啊，他讲的是你们的官长，你们的这些居住的人和他们的官长钉死了耶稣基督。
He says to them in a sense, "Watch that you don't know so much scripture that you become dull to the true meaning of the Word of God."
那他对这些人说呢，你看你们读了这么多的圣经，但却对神真正的意思啊不明白。
It says in verse 27, the people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, but condemned him and eventually crucified him.
27节说，耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长因为不认识耶稣，不认识基督，就把基督定了死罪。
He says to them, dig in deeply into the word of God.
他在告诉他们，你们要深入神的话。
And then,He tells him near the end, he skillfully transitions from Old Testament passages to an application of learning about the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且他非常有技巧的把从旧约圣经转到了新约，转到了神的福音那里。
Now, I want to look at one other thing with you before we leave some time near the end for some questions.
那当我们在开始问答之前啊，我还有几点。
I think I said two more things.
还有两点。
It tells us in James chapter 3, it says, Do not be many teachers, my fellow believers, because you who teach will be judged more strictly.
雅各书的三章一节说，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
He says, watch...that you are those who aspire to teaching and leaders within the church, you're held to a higher standard than other believers at the judgment seat of Christ.
所以呢，他在说啊，你们这些想要去教导、想要去带领的弟兄啊，你们要注意，你们在神的审判台前是神对你们有更高的标准的要求的。
Why are teachers and evangelists and people who teach the word of God, why are they held to a higher standard?
为什么这些教师、这些传福音的、这些教导神的话语的人，神对他们有更高的要求和标准呢？
Because their teaching influence believers to either follow the Lord Jesus Christ, or if they don't teach properly, they move people away from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to some other error or doctrine.
因为呢他们如果他们教导神的道呢，可以带领更多的人去跟随神，但是如果他们的教导有错误或者是不正确的话呢，他们会把这些人带偏，从神的道那里带偏，带到别的错误和错误的教训之中。
If a teacher falls, he may carry many people with him who will never recover sometimes.
如果一个教师跌倒了呢，他会带领很多人一起跌倒，有的时候这甚至是没有办法再被挽回的。
Now, what should we be aware of? On what basis will God judge us?
所以我们需要知道什么呢？神是基于怎样的基础来审判我们的呢？
Now, James and the Word of God is not saying don't aspire to be a teacher.
那雅各没有告诉我们你们不要成为教师，你们不要去想要成为教师。
God is raising up many teachers. He wants more and more people to teach the word of God.
事实上神兴起了很多教师，他希望有更多的人去教导他的话语。
But he wants people to realize that it's a weighty role, it's a weighty responsibility to teach the word of God.
但是呢，他希望希望我们知道这是一条要受更高要求，是有更高要求的路要走的。
Don't think that anyone can just stand up in front of a number of believers and teach the word of God.
那不要认为任何一个人站起来都能去讲神的道。
A number of things that we need to know. Number one, has God called and gifted me to preach?
所以这些是我们要知道的。第一点就是神有没有呼召他，并且给他这样的恩赐去讲道。
We need to pour ourselves into study and make sure our message is accurate.
我们必须要不停的学习啊，去确保我们的话语是正确的，是准确的。
Am I teaching the word of God truthfully and accurately?
所以我们教导神的话的时候是信实的，是精确的。
That's one of the most important things when a teacher teaches and speaks for God.
那这是其中一件非常重要的事情啊，当一个人去讲神的道的时候。
To be faithful, to be truthful, to be accurate in presenting what the word of God teaches.
就是足够信实，足够诚实，足够精确的来显明神的道。
Not to tell stories, not to entertain, not to say things that are funny.
就不是只是讲个故事。Sorry, 不是只是讲个故事，不是只是就是讲个笑话让大家开心一下。
It's the truth that transforms. It's the word of God that has power to it. It's the word of God that saves and transforms and reaches the hearts and the lives and the minds of people.
这是神的道，是有能力在里面，是可以去改变人的生命，去可以改变无数跟随着话语的人的生命的。
Remember the account of the rich man and Lazarus.
那我们还记得就是拉撒路和这个财主的故事。
The rich man died, and he opened his eyes, and he was in Hades, and he was in torment.
那这个财主死了之后呢，他睁开眼睛，发现自己在地狱里，然后他在痛苦里。
And he says to Father Abraham, he says, send someone to my five brothers, that they will not come to this place, that they will repent and not come to this place.
所以他那个时候对亚伯拉罕说，求你能够派人去跟我的五个弟兄去传道，让他们不要来到我这里，来到这样痛苦的地方。
And Father Abraham says to him, he has Moses and the prophets. He has those five brothers have the word of God.
但是亚伯拉罕说呢，他们有摩西的律法和神的预言了。这五个人已经有神的道了。
We preach the word of God. We have the word of God. No greater tool that we have to reach the hearts and the minds of people than the word of God.
那作为传讲神的话的人呢，我们也有神的道了，已经没有比这更强的工具来触碰人的心灵了。
And then he says, "Am I continuing to know God's word better?"
然后第三点就是，我是不是一直在继续想要更多的认识神的话呢？
Is my life free from besetting sins?
第四呢，就是我的生命中是不是还在被罪捆绑？
A little quotation for a moment. Lehman Strauss, James warns his readers about becoming too eager to teach others because they'll be lost at the judgment seat of Christ.
那这个一点点引用啊。就是这个作者，这个圣经这个作者写的这个书里写着说，雅各在提醒他的读者，这些想要成为教师的读者，就是他们可能在神的审判台前会失去更多。
Now, one last thing before we leave some time for questions or comments that you might have. Look with me, we're in chapter 13, and we were just looking at this sermon of Paul.Let's look at the first verse of chapter 13.
那结束之前，问答时间最后一点啊，我们翻到《使徒行传》的13章的一节。
One of the things about teaching the word of God is that there's a shared ministry within the local church in the teaching of the Word of God.
那关于传讲神的道啊，这个服事呢，在这里告诉我们，它是一个被分享的服事，就是有很多人一起在参与的服事。
Many times it's believed in North America and other places in the world.
那很多时候呢，在北美，在其他地方呢，有人这么相信。
That the local church should have one person who does all the teaching, all the preaching of the Word of God.
那就是一个当地教会应该由一个人来做所有的讲道的工作。
This person does all the teaching.
这个人做所有讲道的工作。
But when we go to the Word of God, we see a very different kind of picture.
Amen.
但是当我们回到神的话的时候呢，我们就看到了一个完全不一样的图画。
A very different teaching. Look at verse 1 of chapter 13 of the book of Acts.
我们看一下13章的一节。
Now it says, now there were at the church that was at Antioch, there were prophets and there were teachers.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师。
He said there were, he gives the names and he mentions five different teachers and preachers that were at this church at Antioch.
那然后呢，接下来有一个名单啊，里面有五个在当地教会传道的，就讲道的教师。
Now this may have been the leading teachers and preachers. There may have been even others besides these.
那这些可能是这些领头的，就是讲道人，在他们之外，可能还有其他的传道人。
So he says there was Barnabas, and there was Simeon, and there was Lucius, and there was a man named Manion, and then there was Paul.
那他告诉我们，这里有巴拿巴，有西面，有路球，有马念，还有扫罗，就是后来的保罗。
Five different people, five different men, who are all teachers and preachers of the Word of God.
五个不同的人，他们都是神的道的教师，他的传讲者。
There's something very, very important about having a number of different preachers and teachers of the Word of God.
Amen.
这是非常非常重要的，就是你要有很多个就是讲神的道的人一起。
We need to have that. That is the pattern of the New Testament, and there's a very good reason for that.
那我们需要这么做啊，就是在新约，这是给了我们一个很好的模式啊。然后呢，我们是有原因的，这么做是有原因的。
Now, I want to look at six reasons why this plurality of leaders, why this shared ministry is important.
那这里有六个原因，为什么有很多人一起来做传道的服事是非常重要的。
And then I'll leave some questions, some time for questions near the end.
然后结束这个之后呢，我们会留一点时间给大家问问题。
It's a protection against false teaching, inroads of error.
第一呢，就是这是一个很好的方式去保护这些错误的教导传出来。
If you're in a local church with five or six teachers and one teacher begins to teach error, the others can easily correct him.
那当一个教会有五六个讲员的时候呢，其中一个开始讲错误的信息的时候呢，其他人很快很容易就可以纠正他。
It's a great protection against false teaching within the local church.
这是一个非常好的保护地方教会受到错误信息影响的方式。
If one man is the only teacher in a church and he begins to teach error, who is there to correct him?
如果一个教会只有一个人在讲道，那现在假设他开始传讲错误的教训的时候，谁来纠正他呢？
Who will stand up and say that's wrong?
谁能够站起来说，对他说这是错的呢？
If you don't have other teachers, it's very unlikely anyone will stand up and correct that error.
如果你没有其他教师呢，那非常不可能有人能够站起来指出他的错误。
It's a great means of meeting the spiritual needs of a congregation.
那第二呢，就是 它是一个很好的方式去满足一个教会各种各样不同的属灵的需要。
One person may be a deep Bible teacher.
那一个人呢，可能是一个非常深入的圣经教师。
Another person may have a passion for the gospel.
那另一个可能对福音有特别的热情。
Another person may have a more shepherding aspect to his teaching.
那或者呢，是他对圣经的某个角度有特别的看见。
Each person who speaks is going to have a different style, a different emphasis, a different way to meet the needs of a congregation.
那每一个不同的教师呢，他都有他的特别的方式，去满足教会不同各样的需要。
When one person is the only preacher, he can only meet certain needs of a congregation.
如果一个教会只有一个人在讲道的话呢，他只能满足其中的几个特别的需要而已。
But when you have a number, 5, 6, 7 teachers, they're more able to meet the full needs, spiritual needs of a congregation of believers.
但如果一个教会有五六个甚至更多的教师的时候呢，他就会更容易更可能去满足这个教会所有的属灵需要。
It's a danger to depend upon one gifted leader.
只依靠一个有恩赐的领袖是非常危险。
If he falls into error, or if he decides to leave,
那如果他陷到了错误的教导之中，或者他决定离开的时候，
When you have a number of men, they can fill in the need when he would leave or he had fallen to false doctrine.
但如果你有很多的教师的时候呢，当他离开的时候呢，还有人补上；当他陷到了错误的教训的时候呢，还有人可以纠正他。
It's a great resource in times of persecution.
那这也是一个很好的资源啊，当人面对逼迫的时候，这是很好的资源。
In persecution that you had in the early church, if Paul or Peter or one of the leaders was taken to prison, the other teachers could carry on and teach the word of God.
就是在初代教会这些被逼迫的时代呢，如果一个使徒，比如说保罗或者巴拿巴，他被抓到了监狱里，那其他的教师还可以继续维持这个教会。
It's a guard against putting too much power in one person in a local church.
那同样呢，也是保护当地本地的教会给了一个人太多的权利。
And it's a means of stirring up gift. We always want more and more spiritual gifts to be raised up. More and more teachers, more and more preachers, more and more evangelists. And this stirs up the gift within a local church.
那同样呢，它是也是一个非常好的方式去兴起每个圣徒他的恩赐，因为我们总是希望有更多的教师，更多的传福音的，而这样的方式可以使这些人有机会。
In our local assembly, we encourage those who have the gift of teaching. We try to develop it. We try to teach them. We try to mentor them.
那在 David 当地教会呢，他很希望就是他对这些有教导恩赐的人呢，他会愿意教导他们，去发展他们，去带领他们，让他们也可以发展他们的恩赐。
And then sometimes they move on to another church in another city, in another part of the United States.
那有的时候呢，这些人呢就会搬到另一个地方，另一个城市，另一个教会去。
Or they go to the mission field.
或者呢，他们去到了传道的国家。
And God takes some of these men from us. We have others to take up their place.
那当神把这些人从我们这边从我们教会带走的时候呢，我们就会有其他的人上来填补他们的空缺。
So I'm going to stop there and see if there's any questions and any comments. But it's been a pleasure speaking to you, teaching on this particular subject tonight.
那我们今天先停在那里，然后呢，很高兴能够给大家讲一下关于今天的主题啊，所以如果大家有任何问题的话，欢迎来提问。
Are there any comments or questions?
任何的问题或者是想法，道的教师。
So very good, David, if you will, please.
Our God and Father, we thank you for this time tonight to be able to open the Word of God and teach it about the spiritual gift of the teacher.
主啊，我们在天上的父啊，感谢您今天赐给我们这样的机会，让我们有机会能够去学习关于去打开您的圣经，去学习关于属灵恩赐的道理。
Father, we pray at 16th Avenue, at Group Vancouver, those who hear this message, that you will raise up more teachers of the Word of God.
Amen.
主啊，在求您求您帮助属灵的教会，帮助这些听见这个道的人，能够求您能够兴起更多您话语的教师。
Our Father, we need an army of evangelists and Bible teachers, and those who will labor for you in the Word of God.
主啊，我们需要一个传教士的，需要一个教师的军队啊，让我们可以为您工作。
May we have in our local churches 5 and 6 and 7 men of God who will teach the Word of God faithfully.
主啊，求您使我们在我们的当地教会有5个、6个、7个这样信实的您的仆人能够去传讲您的话语。
And Father, may this spread from place to place.
求您使这个也能够传递到其他的教会、其他的地方去。
Father, we can't depend on one person in each church. It's not possible. We need more and more men who can teach the Word of God, and women who can teach women the Word of God, and can teach children the Word of God.
主啊，我们不能只依靠在教会只依靠一个人，我们需要更多的男人来教导，我们需要更多的姊妹来教导姊妹，教导孩子。
So Father, may these Bible teachers equip others, encourage, stir up spiritual gift.
主啊，求您使这些圣经的教师能够去装备其他人，能够使他们也能够成为好的教师。
We pray for this baptism coming up on Sunday, Father. We rejoice in the truth of some coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们为明天为周日的洗礼受洗的仪式感谢您，我们感谢您又有一些人来到了您的面前，接受了您的救恩。
We pray, Father, that they will desire the sincere milk of the Word, that they will grow in their spiritual lives.
主啊，求您使他们能够渴慕您的灵奶，让他们能够在灵里成长。
So, Father, we commit some of these men to you who are sick and not feeling well, that they would feel better soon and be able to serve you and labor for you in the Word of God. So we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
主啊，我们求您也祝福这些在病痛中的弟兄姊妹，让他们能够恢复，让他们能够继续来服侍您。主啊，我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Amen. Amen.